So again, sometimes like we're on a path and we're convinced it's ours. We've defined ourselves by this path and we're charging full steam ahead. But this month, that path is being shaken up because it is time for a course correction. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm very excited to have you join me for this scintillating energy update. This January of 2025 energy update is so powerful, and I'm very glad that you are here. Let me just tell you, it is by no mistake that you are listening to this episode. This episode in particular is so critical for making sure you don't let a very important shift pass you by this month. As you are listening to this episode, if you feel like there is somebody in your life that could benefit, make sure you pass this episode along to them. If you're new to this podcast, I do these energy updates every single month. You are in for a real treat. You're really going to enjoy it. Most people listen to these episodes 2 to 3 times. And so make sure you follow the podcast so you can return to it and listen to it more than once as well. As I said, if you are not following the podcast, be sure to hit follow and subscribe, and also check out all of the other offerings that I offer you. You can find all of my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com, thetransformationschool.com. I also have another podcast that you can find called Awake with Stephanie Zeller Podcast. If you like this one, you may like that one as well. So be sure to search that wherever you listen. And last, if you enjoy this podcast, if you would do me an enormous favor of giving it a 5-star review wherever you are listening, I really appreciate you when you do that. It helps this podcast reach more people. Without further ado, enjoy your January of 2025 energy update. Here we are in January. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this energy update. I think this is a hell of a way to start the year out. A month to really find our power. And it feels like if you can really take in the themes and the lessons of this month and just be bold, then you will really start out this new year on the right foot. And I love that we all have the opportunity to do that. So let's dive in. Theme number one for January is stand tall, know your power and your worth, and hold your ground with grace. Stand tall, know your power and your worth, and hold your ground with grace. So this month, you are going to have some opportunities. Keyword here, opportunities to step into your power or to shy away from it. Now, if you think in your life to moments where you have stepped into your power, a lot of times those moments can feel challenging. They can feel challenging sometimes to really own our truth, own our power, step up in a new way, step up to be seen, step up to speak our truth. And sometimes those moments can feel a bit overwhelming and we can buckle under the pressure. We can get small. We can shy away from them, or we can step up to the challenge. In those moments here for you this month, and I really feel like this energy this month kind of started around January 1st. So you might already be saying hell yes as you're listening to this, like, oh yeah, I've already had opportunities to really step up into my power. This wouldn't be happening if you weren't ready to step up into your power in a new way. Now, when it comes to stepping into your power, it's a delicate balance of feeling yourself as a powerful being, like really feeling your power, being in your power, versus manipulating and trying to control situations and people around you. I think there can be confusion sometimes around power and control. So you can have control over yourself, over your reactions. You can have kind of a level of faith in yourself and a level of self-trust and in yourself and in the universe and your higher power. Or you can be more in what I might call like ego and be frantically struggling and like kind of in this dog paddling energy of trying to control everything and everyone around you. And that is not actual power. That is not actual power. So What does power mean to you, and what has been your experience with power in the past? Because the kind of power that I'm talking about may not be something that you've even fully stepped into at this point in your life. Maybe your power has always been like this kind of controlling, domineering energy where you're controlling everyone around you versus being in a more graceful, calm, resolute power within yourself, knowing that whatever comes your way, you're going to be able to handle with grace and ease, even if it is challenging and overwhelming to you. So ask yourself this first and foremost, like, when have you in your past felt the most powerful? And I'm really putting an emphasis on full, like F-U-L-L. Like, when have you felt your power the most? What were you doing? Who were you? How can you bring that power that you felt in the past forward to implement in your life this month? And then also, there's something here in this month about honoring how far you've come, especially if you've been doing a lot of the work from 2024. And if you've been listening to the energy updates for a while, you know that 2024 was a really fiery, intense year where you did hopefully a lot of kind of personal work and you've transformed a lot. So it's like, how can you pause this month and really think about how can I own my power? How can I honor how far I've come? And how can I claim what is rightfully mine? How can I claim what I've earned? How can I claim what is mine just because I deserve it for being here, for living? Like, we all deserve a certain level of respect just for being alive and for being human. How can you claim that respect and say, like, no, I deserve this certain level of respect? Or maybe, like, I deserve this promotion, or I deserve this pay, or I deserve to be happy. Now, as I've been saying, true power is rooted in, like, true power. Okay, take that in for a minute. True power is rooted in quiet confidence and self-awareness. The most powerful people that kind of command power through their energy are people that are super self-aware, that have done a lot of personal work. They don't have to frantically push and control and coerce and manipulate in order for people to respect them. They just command power. Their energy commands it. I almost want to say it's like a sexy power. If you think of someone kind of walking into a room and everyone kind of getting hushed or everyone noticing them, that's a level of command that comes through in somebody's energy. That's what true power is. Now, it's not to say that somebody that is truly powerful, that it's commanding power with their energy, won't speak up or won't talk about their accomplishments. Like, there's nothing wrong with talking about what you're good at or what you've accomplished. There's nothing wrong with owning your achievements and your gifts and your specialness in the world. There's nothing wrong with those things. But can you feel into for a moment the difference between someone that is doing that to prove versus someone that is doing that to just share the information, to potentially help people around them? You know, it's like you might go into a room and you might think, I can help these people. So I'm going to tell them what I'm really good at so they know what I'm really good at so that they can use my services and I can serve them. Versus somebody that goes into a room and maybe you can help those people, but there's also this energy, like this frantic energy of wanting to prove yourself. Those two people are going to talk about themselves in a totally different energy. And bragging energy is going to come through for the person that is feeling like they need to prove. So true power is rooted in quiet confidence and self-awareness. It's about knowing who you are and recognizing the value of who you are, of your innate gifts, of your talents, and of what you've earned. But it doesn't have to shout. It just simply is. So a question to reflect on is, can you fully own your power in a calm, graceful way? Or do you feel a frantic energy rising up in you to prove or to struggle to get your way? And really be honest with yourself, because like we all go through moments in our lives where we do feel kind of a frantic energy. Like we do need to kind of prove ourselves, and that's natural. That's what happens sometimes. The worst thing you can do is deny it. Like you want to own that you're potentially doing that. And as soon as you start to own like, ooh, yeah, I am feeling this frantic energy rising up in me and I do feel like I need to prove, the first step is always self-awareness. And then once the self-awareness comes, you can start to shift that energetic. And if you need help learning how to shift that energetic, you can reach out to me. You can check out my courses at the Transformation School, particularly my course called Your Life's Work, because the biggest shift I see in students of mine, you know, which are professionals in the world, like executives, CEOs, doctors, attorneys, that kind of person is the kind of person that takes Your Life's Work. There is a huge shift in confidence in every single person that takes Your Life's Work. A lot of times there is kind of a confidence of a student that will start where there is still kind of this energy of proving or a fear of what other people think about them, versus when they end that course, there is more of this resolve and there is more of this kind of more quiet confidence that just commands a room. And their energy is very confident. They don't have to do or say so much in order to have that confidence. So that is a process to transform that, but you can't transform it if you don't first recognize that you are struggling and that you do feel like you're trying to kind of prove. You will never change that if you don't recognize that first. So you want to shift into that inner power and inner resolve this month, and that's what you want to exude. Now this month, this first theme is also about other people's relationship to your power. It's about how other people see you and your power. So you want to ask yourself, like, who really sees me, recognizes me, and respects my power? Who is really honoring me and who I am in my power versus who is blind to my power, my gifts, and what makes me special? Who just like refuses to see or acknowledge me and my power? Who supports you and uplifts you versus who subtly or even overtly tears you down through their words or actions? Really think about this. Like when you call people on the phone and tell them about your wins, when you tell your partner about your wins, when you tell your parent, your sibling about like your goals or your wins, who is cheering you on 100% of the time versus who's kind of making these little like remarks that tear you down or doubting your ability to do that or kind of telling you maybe that's not a good idea? This month, there needs to be some reflection around who's supporting me in my power. Am I in the right job? Am I in the right position with people that really want to uplift me and support my power? Do I have the right group of friends? I mean, this whole, you know, quote of you are the five people that you spend most time around is so true. If you are around five people who don't dream big like you, who don't support you, who do make little side comments or even like overt comments that tear you down, you're never going to rise. So there needs to be an evaluation this month of who is trying to keep me down versus who is lifting me up. With theme number one, the thing that's really coming through is you want to own your power like you are royalty. You want to embrace your king or queen energy. King or queen energy is really secure and sovereign power. And I mean, when I say king and queen, like think about the most idealistic form of king and queen. Think about just the archetype of king and queen. Like what is the highest version, the best version, the most integral version of a king and queen? What is their energy like? They have resolve. They're decisive. They have strength and fortitude. They're in so much integrity. They have a power that doesn't have to prove because it just is. Like think about king and queen. A lot of them get there like by birth. They don't have to prove if they're king and queen. They just are. And that's what you need to exude this month. It's your energy that commands respect. It just is. You don't need to prove. So in summary here, you want to ask yourself, where right now Am I struggling to fully step into my power? What is coming up for me? Where can I step into my power even more? Where can I own myself and my gifts even more? Where can I speak my truth even more? What can I be doing in my life that will help me to feel my own power and claim my own power even more? I really feel like there's like a lot of reclamation energy here, like reclaiming your power, like claiming it in a new way, in a louder way than you ever have before. Be more, be louder. Where can you do that in your life right now? Second thing is, who in your life is resisting or feeling threatened by your power? And if somebody's just coming up in your mind and your heart right now, like, trust that. Even if they're not saying something, because here's the thing, like, a lot of people, you can just feel it in their energy. Like, there's people that I used to be really close to, you know, think like close friends or family members, where you share with them what you're going for, your goals, or something like a big win. And even if they're saying like, oh, congratulations, sometimes you can just feel in their energy. Like, oh, weird. I don't feel their heart here. Like, I don't feel like they're actually 100% on my team. I feel like they feel a little bit threatened by me, or they want to judge me for something right now. Like, something feels off. Trust that. Trust that. And then choose different people. Choose different people. And three, how can you exude a secure, grounded, graceful power rather than forcing or controlling outcomes? How can you really shift that on an energetic level? You want to claim your power, claim your sovereignty, stand firm in your strength, and remember, true power doesn't push, it simply is. Theme number one, stand tall, know your power and worth, and hold your ground with grace. And when I say hold your ground with grace, I really just mean stay in your power. Even when it feels threatening, even when you want to shy away from it, even when it feels difficult, stay in your power. Okay, let's take a slow deep breath into that through your nose. And then a nice long exhale out. Theme number two is course correction. Let go to redefine yourself in your direction, then step forward in your power. Course correction. Let go to redefine yourself in your direction, then step forward in your power. So this month you will experience forced change. A set of circumstances or situations is going to occur. And that set of circumstances or situation is going to require you to look at yourself differently. And you may not realize that at first. Like, it's kind of like sometimes all of a sudden it feels like there's a huge obstacle in the road. It's like we were going full steam ahead and something is all of a sudden blocking that. And we never anticipated it. It's blocking that. And then you might think, okay, my goal here is just to remove the obstacle. Like, that's what I'm here to do. So think about your life right now, and this may happen later on this month, or it may happen now as you're listening, or it's already happened, but think about whatever obstacle or situation is, what feels like to you is blocking your path. Instead of thinking about how to remove that obstacle, think, how is this obstacle actually rerouting me? This obstacle is actually a gift, and it is actually a detour forcing me to go in a different direction. Now, in order for me to go in a different direction, I need to change my self-concept. I need to change who I think I am. So this set of circumstances or situations that is requiring you to look at yourself differently because it's creating like an obstacle in front of you, it's a moment of either forcing or realizing, maybe I'm not this way after all. Maybe instead, I'm this way. When we are headed down one particular path and we are really focused on that path, we actually create an identity that matches that path. Like, I'm the kind of person that goes down this path. When an obstacle gets in the way of that path, our tendency is just to try and remove the obstacle to continue down that same path because we have an identity of this is who I am, this is the path that I'm on. But sometimes obstacles come, situations come, and like I'm going to get to in a moment, sometimes these actually can be opportunities, but something happens that gets in the way of our path. And in those moments, we both have to question the path we're on and the identity that we have about ourselves, our self-concept, our idea of who we are. Because if we have to move to a different path, a lot of times we have to think of ourselves in a different way. We have to claim a different identity. We have to be kind of a different person. Now, when this obstacle comes, when it feels like you're experiencing a set of circumstances or situations that is really getting in the way of the path that you were on, you need to stop, pause, reflect, and listen. You need to really think about, like, what is life trying to tell me right now? Now, here is what this obstacle is going to look like for you. You might face either struggles, obstacles, or like an impasse. And that's like that big rock in the road. It's going to feel like you're stuck. You might feel overwhelmed. You may not be able to see a way forward because this obstacle is blocking the previous way that you were going. And a lot of times in those situations, we end up kind of collapsing. And we feel like, honestly, kind of like a victim. We're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this has happened to me. And I mean, sometimes the things that happen, they are very difficult. So I'm not saying like it's not challenging, it's not difficult, that you shouldn't have emotions. Like, yeah, feel your emotions. Sometimes it's so upsetting. Sometimes it is so upsetting. But you want to feel those and you want to not resist. You want to not resist or ignore the obstacle or the struggle or the impasse. You want to acknowledge it. Now, for some, maybe you are one of these people, it could actually also be an overabundance of opportunities. So it's like you're headed down one path and then all of a sudden that path forks into like six different paths. And it's like, whoa, I have all these opportunities all of a sudden and I could actually go down all these other paths. And a lot of these opportunities actually feel like they could be aligned for me and I'm not sure which one to choose. I don't know which one to commit to. And that is also in its way forcing change. And you may be experiencing both in different areas of your life. You're going to either come up against like a huge rock in the road, like a huge stone that's kind of blocking the path that you were on, or you're going to come up to like several different forks in the road. So it's either going to be a struggle, an obstacle, or it's going to be an overabundance of opportunities. For either one, reorientation and redirection are key themes. So again, sometimes like we're on a path and we're convinced it's ours. We've defined ourselves by this path and we're charging full steam ahead. But this month, that path is being shaken up because it is time for a course correction. Now, this is not meant to derail you, but to redirect you. And I want you to like save this episode so you can re-listen to it when you're starting to feel overwhelmed at some point this month, or you're starting to feel defeated or, you know, just flooded with maybe like too many opportunities. You want to re-listen to this because, again, this is not happening to derail you, to overwhelm you, to make you feel terrible at life, to throw you off course. It's happening to redirect you into a better path, into something better than you even imagined. So you want to pause and ask, what is this situation telling me? Where is it reorienting me? What new direction is calling me forward? Again, to reorient, you need to redefine who you are. You have to actually think of yourself differently. Yes, the old version of you might never have considered leaving your current path, but you're not the old version of you anymore, are you? This is a time to let go of that outdated version of yourself. You're evolving. And with that evolution comes a new path forward. So once you've reflected, listened, and found clarity, you want to move forward with strength and resolve. You want to step into that royalty energy of theme number one, the king or queen energy. And you don't just move forward, you do so with purpose, power, and sovereignty. You move forward like the king or queen that you fucking are. So this month's mantra for theme number two is redefine who you are, realign your path, and move forward like the king or queen that you fucking are. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a nice slow sigh out. Theme number three is overcome avoidance and make empowered decisions. So you're coming up against an obstacle or a lot of opportunities, and that's going to trigger overwhelm. When this overwhelm hits, you're going to feel tempted to avoid what's in front of you, avoid self-reflection, avoid making decisions, and avoid standing in your power. Like, it's very likely a energy of avoidance is going to come up because you're going to feel so overwhelmed. And with that overwhelm, you might be tempted to seek pleasure through distraction. Maybe you're going to be scrolling on your phone more, gossiping, drinking, indulging, shopping, whatever gives you that quick dopamine hit when you're feeling depleted or overwhelmed. For you, honestly, this might be like working out more, but even doing like healthy things can still be you avoiding. Avoidance isn't the solution. This is why listening to this energy update is so critical, because then you know what's going on. This isn't just a you're getting fucked over energy, or you have so many options, you're going to totally melt and be so overwhelmed, you're never going to be able to choose. No, this is life helping you. It's reorienting you to a better, more expansive path, but you will never get there if you don't make a decision. So you want to pause, explore, and just first of all, identify the decision that needs to be made. Like, how am I feeling stuck? Where am I feeling overwhelmed? Where do I feel like something is blocking me from moving forward in my life? Because this can be in any area of your life. This could be in your relationship with anybody. It could be in your health. It could be in your career. It could be with a creative project. It could be anything in your life. It's going to feel like something is kind of all of a sudden blocking you. Everything's not moving as smoothly as it was. And that is your moment. That is your fucking moment where you want to ask yourself, okay, hold on. This is life trying to help me. So where do I need to reorient? How do I need to think of myself and who I am differently so that I can reorient? This is your reorientation moment. Remember, this reorientation will ultimately empower you, but it does require change and making a decision. Avoiding or delaying only prolongs the discomfort. The sooner you decide, the sooner you'll feel relief and power. So here's what you want to do. You want to connect with your center. You want to connect with your heart and your intuition. You want to ask for guidance. And when I say this, I mean not just your logical brain. You don't want to just make like a pro-con list. Don't just use your brain to make this decision, because this decision is calling you towards something that your soul and your heart are longing for. And so you have to listen to your soul's calling. You have to listen to your heart. You have to follow your intuition to make this leap to a better path forward. For those that are going to work against this energy, not just of this theme, but of the whole month, you're going to be trying to decide things with your head. You're going to be outsourcing your power. You're going to be asking everybody else what they think you should do. You're going to just try and bulldoze through the obstacle. You're going to try and maybe even stay on the same path or take a path that's not aligned for you. You're not going to listen to your heart. You're not going to listen to your intuition. And that is ultimately going to result in actually more pain, suffering, and overwhelm for you. Life is giving you an obstacle or potentially more opportunities to reorient you to a better path. But in order to take that better path, you have to have the boldness, the fucking boldness, the royal king, queen energy, boldness, and power to take a leap and trust yourself, even if everybody else thinks you're fucking crazy. That is what this month is calling you to do. If you don't do that, it's gonna hurt. And I mean, I say that lovingly. Sometimes we, you know, all make decisions that are in our best interest. Try not to do that this month. Really try to take the leap. Trust yourself. This opportunity wouldn't be in front of you if you weren't ready. So try and just really listen to what your heart and your intuition are guiding you to do. You know, journaling is a great practice for that. Also, you can schedule a magic session with me where I can help you really feel into your intuition and guide you to what life is calling you to. In fact, like, this is a great month for magic sessions. If any of you are listening and you're like, yeah, there's an impasse in front of me, or there's a whole lot of opportunities and I'm having trouble connecting with my intuition. I'm not really sure what to do. Schedule a magic session with me. I guarantee that I can help you. You can look at how to schedule a magic session in the show notes. But you want to use your heart and your intuition to make your decision here. It's so, so, so critical. I can't even tell you. It's like coming in so strong. It's so critical. You want to connect with your higher power, connect with your heart, connect with your intuition, ask for signs, wisdom, and get support where you need to. The right kind of support, okay? Like, don't ask people that are just going to be operating out of fear or like what they would do to support you. You want people that can be an objective soundboard for you. And you want to, when it comes to deciding what to do here, you want to take your time, but don't avoid it. So like, don't rush to make the decision out of fear. If you have like a huge urgency and you're really afraid, pause, but you also don't want to wait too long and not make the decision either, especially once you feel like you do have clarity. I see this all the time in people that reach out to me for help where they actually do have an intuitive knowing about what to do, and then they wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and it gets harder and harder and harder and harder to make that decision. It's kind of like, okay, you've made the decision to go skydiving and you're standing at the edge of the plane and it's time to jump. And you're like, hold on, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait, 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 wait. Well, it gets harder and harder and harder and harder to trust yourself the longer you stand at the edge of that plane. So as soon as you know what your intuition is guiding you to, do it. Like, fucking do it. Okay? So key takeaways. This month, you'll need to make a decision to reorient, to take a new path forward, to break the mold, to redefine your identity. You want to do that, and you want to move forward in your power once you've made this decision. You want to counter the overwhelm that you're feeling by self-reflecting and connecting to your center and intuition versus using a whole bunch of avoidance or dopamine hit tactics. You want to make your decision, which is going to be guided by your intuition, as quickly as possible, because again, the sooner you decide, the sooner you'll feel relief and regain your sense of strength and clarity. And once you've made that decision, you want to step forward with purpose and power. Let's take a big, deep breath into that. And an exhale out. Theme number 4. This is a spicy theme, and I have a feeling it's going to make some of you a little bit uncomfortable, and that is fucking great. I love that. Sometimes we all need to feel uncomfortable, but I really think that theme number 4, like throwing the spice in, is really what is going to help you to just harness the energy of this whole month to reorient, redefine, break the mold, course correct. Like, theme number 4 is so key. So don't kind of numb out or drown this one out. I'm telling you, I really think this is the key to like owning and claiming that royal power and making that bold new decision to move forward on the new path. Theme number 4 is fucking key. So let's get into it. Theme number 4 is reconnect to your wild animal nature. Rise up and let go. Reconnect to your wild animal nature. Rise up and let go. To truly step into your power, you've got to loosen your grip. You've got to let go of control. You have to let go of what others think of you. Let go of who you think you are and who you've always thought yourself to be. Because here's the thing. What if you're more amazing than you know? What if you're more powerful, more creative, more spiritual, more alive than you've ever imagined? When you're stuck on that path that you've been on, stuck in the identity of who you've always thought yourself to be, when you're stuck in that mold of who you've been, you actually block yourself from becoming even more incredible than you are. It's like you have blinders on and you're only on this one path, and you haven't looked around to see like there's actually so many more paths for you to take. So to break free, to find your new direction, to course correct, to redefine yourself as more expansive and powerful and alive than ever before, you have to reconnect with your wild nature. This is like the hack. Seriously, like this is the hack to reorient faster, to finding a new path faster. So how do you do this? Like, how do you reconnect to your wild animal nature? You get out of your head and you get into your body. You get more primal. You scream and you yell. And I just want to pause here because I feel like some of you are already just tuning out. You're like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to do that. Scream and yell in your car. Like if you're driving right now, just try it right now. Seriously, pause this for a second. Scream in your car, just for a moment. Break the pattern of who you are with these things, okay? Because if you can break the pattern of who you currently are, if you can create these pattern interrupts with these little like get out of your head, into your body, reconnecting to your primal animalistic nature, it's going to help you find a creative solution faster. It's going to help you break the mold, redefine yourself, and course correct onto the better, more expansive path that is waiting for you. Scream and yell, moan. Laugh loudly and unapologetically. Dance wildly. You know, it's like that adage, like dance like no one's watching. Fucking do it. Actually dance like no one is watching. Like close the door, put on your favorite music and dance. Connect with nature. Go outside, get your hands dirty, feel the earth, get in some water, breathe in the outside air. Move your body. Be silly. Seriously, like be silly. When was the last time you full on acted like you were a kid, where you were totally ridiculous? Be ridiculous, be silly, be sexy. Again, like connecting with that primal part of you, have more sex, have wild sex, be untamed. Let your inner animal be free. Be wild, roar. Do things that you've never done before. This is how you break the mold. This is how you redefine yourself and claim the expansive, powerful, unstoppable version of you that's waiting to be unleashed. Let go, let loose, be wild, be more. Like, take that in for a minute. Be more. So many of us are afraid of being more, afraid of what people are going to say if we're more, if we're louder, if we're just like fucking more of who we are. Fuck that. Be more this month. That is how you claim your power. Let's take a big deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Now, before I go on to close this out and to summarize these and to inspire and empower you to fucking step up and own this for yourself, take a moment right now and think about who else could use this message. Who else is feeling blocked or stuck in your life this month? Who could use this empowering message, this empowering episode? Who could use this clarity and confidence? Forward this episode to them right now. Recapping all four themes. Theme number one, stand tall, know your power and worth, and hold your ground with grace. Power comes through your energy. How can you shift into that really firm, sovereign, royal power that doesn't need to prove, but just is? Theme number two, course correction. Let go to redefine yourself and your direction, then step forward in your power. Theme number three, overcome avoidance and make empowered decisions. Remember, you're going to be really tempted to avoid and to kind of collapse and to feel like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go next. Overcome your tendency to want to avoid that overwhelm and instead look directly at the situation in front of you and start to find clarity. Ask your intuition for help. Schedule a magic session with me if you want to, but overcome the avoidance and make an empowered decision. And theme number four, reconnect to your wild animal nature. Rise up and let go. This is going to be a really interesting month for you, and it's going to set the course for the rest of the year. We want to step out forward in 2025 on the right foot. And interestingly, that right foot is going to be on a new path, one that you didn't realize. Maybe that path for you is going to be a small shift. Maybe for you, it's going to be a huge shift, but for everybody, it's going to be a new path forward. Don't miss this opportunity. It is a forced change though. Something is going to force you to redirect and do something new, step out on a new path. Don't let this moment pass you by, because this is a moment to step into more power for you, to claim your royal power, to be in that king or queen energy. You don't need to do anything else to build up that power. You don't need to have more achievements. You don't need to prove yourself. You don't need to show other people how important you are. You're already fucking important, my friend, just because you are. This month, don't forget that. Don't forget your fucking power. You have the power of discernment. You have the power to connect with your intuition. You have the power to reorient so you can claim a more expansive identity and path for yourself. So breathe in through your nose. Exhale out of your mouth. Let a smile come to your face. And step forward like the fucking king or queen that you are. Thank you for listening to this episode. Now, before you go, before you turn this episode off, I actually have a little gift for you. If you have enjoyed this episode and you would like all four themes detailed along with some reflection questions sent to you in email form, all you have to do is check out in the show notes. There is a link to sign up and you will receive an email with the four themes along with some reflection questions so that you can really, really dive in and make sure you do not let the magic of this month pass you by. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to leave a 5-star review. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.